that Nancy sent us. Appreciate her doing that little research. It's kind of fun. Now, yeah. What do you guys have in your library? My library has Silver Palaces, mm-hmm. Ready to Roll, mm-hmm. Airstream Living, mm-hmm. Airstream Custom Interiors by David Winnick. We were talking about that
earlier. I don't have that one yet.
Ah, you need to get that one.
I have that one.
And Airstream, whatever that official Airstream book that was wrapped in aluminum.
Yep, I got that.
What do you mean, Wanderlust?
Yeah, Wanderlust. Yeah. I can't read it from here. It's across the room.
Yeah, History of the Land Yacht. That was the first one I got.
And then I have a little Airstream book that has an aluminum cover that you're supposed to write your trip adventures in. Little diary.
Got one of those, too.
And we used it for the first few times, and then we stopped.
Yeah. I'm saving mine.
Very cool.
I've got a few.
What do you got for books?
Thank you, Marco Polo. Cape Town to Cairo.
Yeah.
Got and those. Then I guess it's not really, I don't know if it's a book, but Cooking on Wheels.
Got that, yeah.
Have you ever made anything out of Cooking on Wheels?
No, I don't cook.
Oh, okay.
You cook, Frank. Have you ever made anything out of it?
Yes, about a dozen things.
Are they any good?
No. No. I really surprising cookbook. I like cookbooks, especially old cookbooks from the 50s and 60s, and that one. Whew. Just never gotten anything to come out of that. But it's on the collection. And then I've got that book that Rich Lure and his buddies put out there last year or so with the where they combined a few books together.
Yep.
Got right. I have the originals of all of those on the shelf too. So
I actually gave some of those out for Christmas presents this year. And while I was at Alumapalooza, which is where I bought them, I got Pee-wee to sign them and make little write-ups to my friends and family that I gave them to. So that went over very well at Christmas this year.
Yeah, cool. So those are the ones in your guys' library?
Yeah, I've got... Well, I tried to get everything that ever came out that I could learn something from.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day maybe I'll write one when I learn how to write.
I have some things in my library, too, that... I'm very fond of, and that's my 1950s Trail R News magazines.
Yeah.
I absolutely love those. I read them from cover to cover over and over again because, I don't know, it's just that the writing is so dated and there's so many cool trailers that just have you never, ever see. I really like those a lot. And then Craig Dorsey, when he moved from... wherever it was he was living up to Nova Scotia, he liquidated a lot of stuff, and I picked up a few old, like, pre-war trailer supply catalogs, which are really neat to look at, some of the parts in there and the things that they used to use, you know, for trailering.
I've got a couple of catalogs, industry catalogs from mid-50s, and they're like telephone books. And they smell like the mid-50s.
Like your trailer.
No. When I got my trailer, the previous people had, like, mothballed this thing to the nth degree for the winter. And it took several years to get that smell out of there. So it killed everything.
Oh, wow.
There's no old funk going on in there. It's
new funk.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, that was a kind of cool trip going down the book lane there. Thanks, Nancy, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on to a question.
I'm actually interested to see those listed, so because I'll check one of those out next trip I take.
Yeah, I will. As soon as I get some kind of website up, I will post it on there.
Yeah, you can put those up in the show notes.
There you go. I'm not even taking show notes this time because I don't have any place to type them.